So former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins, he shares frontline accounts of fighting big blazes around Australia and is urging us all to take immediate action against climate change in his new book, Firestorm, and he joins us to have a chat about it today. How are you this morning, Greg?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Greg, I note you were awarded a Churchill Fellowship, which took you overseas to see how everybody else fights fires. Don't we all do it the same way?
Well, actually, no. It's quite different, and it varies according to the landscape, you know, whether it's mountainous or flat country, whether it's grassland or in California, there's a lot of brush, which is, I suppose, the closest corollary here would be coastal heath.
Yep.
So there's a lot of different techniques and a lot we can learn by sharing. But what I found after looking around the world was that, and this was back in 1995, was that everybody was saying the fires are becoming more frequent, the bad fires, the fire weather's getting worse, and there's something not quite right. And the penny hadn't dropped at that stage with people that climate change, that just a slight increase in temperature at that stage was putting the weather systems out of whack.
I'm not sure that penny's completely dropped either. You and I spoke a couple of years ago about that very subject. In fact, it was 2019. And after the interview went to air, I received some emails from people that basically accusing us of talking about hooey and making stuff up. And then we had the fires of 2019-2020. Is that not the greatest evidence that what you're talking about is true?
Well, absolutely. And not just that, but California, where I've spent quite a bit of time over the years, even in October 2019 at the Sonoma or Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County. They're on the front line of climate change just like we are. Look, there's a lot of people out there, and in my book I talk about the myths. Look, it's, you know, it's all the Greens, it's National Parks not doing their job, it's there's not enough hazard reduction, we've always had fires like that. That's the hooey.
Yep, yep.
That's the rubbish. And I refute those very popular myths, but there's people out there who unfortunately are fed misinformation, and it's very organised, the feeding of misinformation, particularly over social media. And look, my advice is if you're going to talk about science, read science, not Facebook, because you'd probably get a better result. But it's very clear, people who know what's going on don't dispute this at all, but there's a lot of armchair experts out there who unfortunately, as I said, are being fed rubbish.
Greg, I wanted to ask you one last question, and I'm very proud to say that my missus is a member of the RFS, and you're a member of the RFS as well. In your experiences going overseas, do other countries have the same program of volunteers coming together to help their community when there's a fire in the local area?
No, look, and great that your wife's involved. No, they don't. And this is, you asked before about what are the different arrangements. And
yeah,
for example, California, there's very little involvement of volunteers apart from local urban fire departments in small towns who look after their urban wildland interface, as they call it. But most bushfire fighting is by professional fire departments.
Paid professionals.
Yeah, they're all paid. Even in summer around Los Angeles, in the hills around Los Angeles, they have fire camp where they have seasonal firefighters who are mainly uni students.
Oh, right.
Although lots come back year after year, but they're trained to cut fire line. So they don't actively, well, they do a bit of active firefighting when it's low intensity, but they actually cut fire breaks around the fires while the full-time firefighters are actually attacking the flames with hoses, and it's quite different to how we do things here. And look, our arrangements, I think, are, if not the best in the world, they're up there with the best in the world.
I believe it's a source of pride for all of Australians, the RFS, and what everybody does when they just drop tools to go out and help their fellow man in the worst possible circumstances, and you would have seen the worst of it, I'm sure. You must be proud to have been a part of it.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I detail in my book, so it's 50 years of firefighting and watching how the climate changes. And I bring in the science, hopefully in a readable way, but through the fires that I've attended. And when I grew up, Dad was deputy captain of the local bushfire brigade, which was over the road, and very much community-based. I'm back in the same brigade, 39 years with Fire and Rescue. I'm fighting fires with people I fought fires with 40 years ago, and it's fantastic. It's very much community-based, but you need that integrated system with each of the agencies with their specialist expertise, But it is great, and thank you to all of the firefighters out there, because whatever uniform you wear, you're amazing.
Well said. The book is Firestorm: Battling Supercharged Natural Disasters. Greg Mullins, thanks for putting pen to paper, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.